Good evening, dandies. Welcome to Undetermined, the podcast.
Hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Undetermined, the podcast. Special guest tonight. Returning guest, Renaissance man. The Prince of Doom, if you will, Tony Willis from Forbidden Place Records.
Yeah,
what's going on, man?
You got a lot of projects going on.
Yeah, I've got a lot going on right now.
How you been, man?
Good. Long time no talk to you guys.
I'm surprised it's been as long as it has.
2 years or something since I last talked to you guys.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I think so.
Wow.
Was you and Kale? Maybe.
Yeah, you guys have had some cool guests on, too. Like, a lot of diverse people.
We need to get back to it. We've kind of had a little hiatus.
Yeah.
For lots of just bullshit reasons, life reasons.
Right. Yeah.
But, you're familiar with those.
Well, it's... It seems like the last 6 months have been high drama for the world.
Yeah, there's something to that.
Like, it just feels like, oh, we need to get back to it, and then something else comes up.
Yeah. So, well, it's a new year, so, you know, but...
It's our first one of the new year.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, cool. You guys too. That's great.
Yeah, we got to hang out for New Year. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Except for all the automatic gunfires.
what? Oh, there was people shooting automatic? Wow.
It was a little creepy.
Yeah.
It used to be just a pistol, you know.
Right.
You weren't even sure. It could have been a bottle rocket or something. But
right. Or a little. No.
Wow.
Not in Kansas City. It was like that. Is a high velocity round. I've heard that sound so many times. I know that.
Wow.
It's like that is a 223. It's like a, you know, an AK or an AR or whatever. Just wee.
So
midnight.
My question is, where do the bullets go?
I think one of them hit his roof.
Yeah, there's probably one on my roof. Who knows?
Probably. You know, can you imagine? You're just like having drinks with your friends out in your back porch or something. All of a sudden, you'll. Someone just, I'm sure it's happened. Just a bullet out of nowhere. Just, you know.
Matt, did you hear about that case in Kansas City of those three people?
I mean, they died. Froze to death or whatever, you know.
Yeah, they don't really know.
I don't know that much about it. Like, honestly, I've kind of avoided it because it's just too fucking depressing.
It's a sad story.
But it's the headline pops up all over the place. So I can't, like, osmosis, I'm still kind of taking in the story, but yeah, like three friends, all Chiefs fans, have been watching the game together, and then they're found dead on like the porch or something,
frozen to death.
Yeah.
And
there's no like sign of foul play.
Wow.
I don't know.
It was during an extremely cold game, though, wasn't it?
It's been really fucking cold here. Today is like nice exception to the rule.
Yeah.
But it's been nasty cold.
Same here. We got a bunch of snow here. Like 18 inches or something.
Oh, God damn.
Holy shit. Yeah, it wouldn't
keep
stop.
It up there. Yeah.
No yeah, thanks. It just wouldn't stop coming down. It got freaky there. I was like, okay. I just quit shoveling it. I just didn't, you know, I don't even know what to do with this anymore.
I left Denver for this.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, you're going to make a movie.
Yes. This is
a really cool idea.
We did the Ricardo and Friends little 1 minute shorts. And we're doing, you know, we'll do those for a band to sell some records for Forbidden Place Records. You know, I own that with Cale Brogeman. And we're doing those commercials and people are like, hey, you know, you should do a full episode and stuff. And
yeah, I love the shorts.
Yeah.
Love them so much. Love the little characters and
yeah,
it's cool artwork too. Bong smoking werewolves and shit.
You know what? That's our artist, Anastasia Rodina.
Oh wow.
She's
incredible work.
She's a Russian artist. She's young. I don't want to say her age, but
mm-hmm.
she's right. really young, and it's like crazy because she is so good.
Hmm.
And her standards are super high. It's, you know, she has the attitude of someone who's been doing it for like 30 years and just like, I'm not dealing with shit, you know?
Right. But she can really tell good. That.
Yeah.
I've seen like amateur shit and it's like, you know, when the light's a little bit off and a flicker and stop motion, you know, yeah. or something. And it like, you know, she doesn't have those problems. She's
no, like, yeah, she's really good at details and creating an overall feeling and stuff. You know, uh-huh. I created those characters. I created Ricardo. He's kind of he's our logo for our label. Vampire, you know, half vampire guy. He lives in the underworld. You know, he meets this guy named Werewolf Gary, who's a big gay werewolf guy.
And, I love Werewolf Gary. He's my favorite.
I love Werewolf Gary too. And then we have a new character coming in called Agatha, who's going to be Ricardo's love interest. And she's of the like undead. She was born in the Victorian era, and her arm comes off. Anyways, her arm's at Ricardo's apartment, so she's looking for it. So she ends up there. That's kind of how.
All right. You got a plot outline and everything?
Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got a script. And you guys, we've got some really cool people doing voiceovers. We have Al Johnson from, Shorty and U.S. Maple, some 90s. They're on Skin Graft Records. And a couple other labels. So he's going to be the voice of Werewolf Gary. I'm going to, you know, do the voice of Ricardo. And then we have Laurel Springlemeyer, who's going to do the voice of Agatha. She's Little Scream. She puts records out on Merge, and she's done a bunch of cool stuff. She writes for films, like film scores and songs for films and all that stuff. But she's going to be the voice of Agatha. And then we've got some other characters. We've got this senile wizard called, his name is Merv, the Dark Wizard. And he's like a senile drunk wizard that sleeps in the woods. Anyways.
I can relate.
Sign me up if you need more voices. That sounds like fun.
That'd be all method.
So we're trying to raise money for the film right now. We're trying to raise $7,000.
Yeah. Now these tiers are really cool though that you're offering. I made a little donation on behalf of Matt and I.
I saw that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I mean, you can do that as well. You don't have to do these tiers, but tell everybody the tiers because they're really neat.
Yeah. So the first one is you can get a signed script by me and some of the actors in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is a t-shirt and a signed script. And both of these you'll be mentioned in the film at the end, like made possible by for your donation. And then the third one is, of course, the mention, the script, a t-shirt and a poster. And the t-shirt and poster are designed by Steven Yoyada. He's a really cool, like heavy metal, artist guy. These designs are awesome. And then we have a third tier, which is we actually, you know, build a character that in your image, send us a photo of yourself and we'll build that character. Oh, of course, it'll be a little bit stylized.
Sure.
To fit into the film.
I hope so. Yeah.
And, but you know, like one or two scenes in the film and we'll, you know, design your character. And then the fifth tier is like everything. It's all in. You get the shirt, the signed script, the poster and a character in the film. And we've actually sold, we sold four of these.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we've already sold four and there's three left. There's, you know, and I think the tiers are 100, 50, 100, 200, I think 375, and then 500 for the all-in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's expensive to make a damn movie.
Yeah, but some of the people, yeah, it is expensive. So this is stop motion. It takes forever. We're hand building the sets. There are some computer generated backgrounds, some CGI stuff. Not a ton. More atmosphere. Everything's like handmade. We're trying to just make it our thing, our own. That's why I was saying stylized. It's just got that Eastern European kind of magical forest feeling to the whole thing. It's awesome.
I think for what you're doing, it lends to it. Yeah, I think
so. Yeah. I've been working on the script, and character development is huge. We're bringing in the wizard. We have this guy named Dead Ed. Kale's going to do he's like a zombie with like half of his brain exposed. We've got Larry Treadwell from Tojo Yamamoto. He's going to be doing the Vincent the Crow voice. Uh-huh. My friend Todd is going to be doing Todd Mealy's going to be doing the wizard voice. That scene's going to be awesome. But the music, kind of the music through the whole thing to set the mood. Is Tad Doyle is doing that from?
Oh, sweet!
Yes, he's gonna be just doing all of the, I guess, incidental music, you could say.
Uh-huh.
Lots of synthesizers and cool stuff. He does a lot of electronic stuff now that I love. So I was like, hey, do you want to do this? He said, yeah. And then the other cool thing, the theme song. I wrote the theme song. Kale and I are gonna play that, and then we're. Getting Elwood Francis from ZZ Top to help us. He plays bass in ZZ Top. So he's going to play guitar on it, and he's cool and he's open to it. And we kind of want a Frank Zappa style theme song.
How do you get to this? Like I want to know the story of, I just got, Ted Doyle, ZZ Top guy to get on board.
I think with Forbidden Place, it opens a lot of doors. We released that the Kronkman album, and Tad was mixing that, and I emailed him a few times, and he said it was cool if I called him. So we talked, and became friends. And I was just like, hey, do you want to do this? I want your name on it. I think you'll. Because he's done some other kind of animated like videos and stuff and music. I was like, you've kind of already. Done this already, and do you want to do it? And he was totally in. So, I couldn't, and he wouldn't be mad. I couldn't afford Danny Elfman. Like I probably would have went. I don't think Chad would be mad if I said that. No, I'm just kidding. I actually thought of him like because he was doing the synthesizer stuff. I'm like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. He can do this. And, he's like, he does mixing. He's got Witch Ape Studio. He records, he mixes. I mean, this dude is like really, really good. He went to school for, I think, like recording. I think he has a recording engineer degree.
Right on.
He wasn't, really a lumberjack guy. He was like high intellect.
Right.
Student.
Yeah.
And then like meeting Elwood was Tojo Yamamoto. We put out their album and he's in that band. So I started to talk with him and he was, he was in. And Al is my friend. He lives not too far from here. He lives just across the bridge in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Laurel, she's been a recording artist for a long time. And I've just, she's from Galena. I've just kind of known her as an acquaintance. And then kind of reached out to her. And so she's, that's how I've kind of met these people through the label, really,
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great label, man. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I mean, there's not a bad act, on Forbidden Place. Everybody should just go check out their website, get their shit in Bandcamp, get their shit wherever you can. What's the best place for it?
Well, Bandcamp is good. You know, we give away stuff all the time, free codes. You know, we have a YouTube page that plays videos, kind of like MTV style. We have Instagram and we have everything, Facebook, Forbidden Place Records. I'll send over a link where we, like our link tree, and people can pick and choose on there. But the Indiegogo is where we have Ricardo and Friends right now. I'll send that link to you guys too.
If you sign up for the newsletter and stuff, or if you just sign up for any following of Forbidden Blaze, you guys will get plenty of codes.
Oh my gosh, all the time.
Codes all the time. I feel bad because it's here's another download. Free music.
No, we have a lot of codes. You know, we have. Yeah. It's way over 100,000 codes to give away. So we're happy to give people stuff. Yeah, I mean, people, you know, most of our stuff is name your price and people usually pay a dollar. You know, the purpose of that is just getting stuff out for people to hear and listen to. And, you know, we sell cool records like splatter vinyl. That's kind of where we try to make our money. Shirts and stuff like that, you know. I mean, as a business, you're trying to make money anywhere you can. Yeah. Like it's really challenging to compete with, there's a ton of labels. There's tons of cool stuff coming out. There's tons of shit I want to buy, you know?
That's right. Where my challenge is all the time is I can only buy so much that it doesn't matter how much there'll never be enough to buy all the stuff I want to get.
Right.
It's true. Well,
yeah. Especially with as many people as we've talked to and stuff. And it's like,
it just gets
100 a year, you know, 100, 150 people a year buy many records. Like, I'm going to take out about $5,000 loan.
Yeah. My credit card is at $6,000. My wife is. Exactly. I know. So that's, you know, that's kind of the thing is we're trying to put stuff out and make it affordable for the fans to buy stuff, you know?
Absolutely. And it seems kind of like that becomes just a full-time job of selling records. So selling merch, everything else, then you gotta, you know, and being creative on top of that.
Offering
something else.
It is. It's a ton of work, you know, but just with Ricardo and Friends, you know, trying to do that as I would love to do that as a full-time thing. If we could get a series, you know, to where we could do 6 to 8 episodes, it could be a cartoon. There's tons of merchandise. I mean, that's kind of, you know, I told my wife, I said, the guy who invented SpongeBob, you know, he's like, I'm going to do SpongeBob SquarePants. He's this guy, you know, people are like, this guy is fucking, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah. You
know?
Big Cramps fan. And he was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Steven Hillenburg. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. So I think. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly put a Werewolf Gary somewhere here.
Oh,
yeah.
We were trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, because these dolls are crazy looking. They're a lot of work. These guys hand stitch all this clothing. Anastasia and her, I don't know if she's still with him, but her boyfriend or friend, he created all of Werewolf Gary's clothes, and it's all like sewn leather and you know, punk rock looking sweaters and shit. Like, it's really super cool. And that's Anastasia Rodina is her name. And she kind of lives out in the forest and does her thing. So we love her. Her work is awesome. So
I'd love to talk to her sometime just to see, you know, don't know much about that work. I don't think I would have the patience for it, but I'd like to hear about the process.
Yeah, she's basically sewing stuff together all day long. And she does other things, you know, she does other videos for people, for bands, and she'll do, she has her own character named Bob, and he's like an interdimensional character, and he makes appearances in people's videos. He basically lives on some planet and comes across these waves on Earth on his TV and watches this shit. So we're making a commercial for that right now. And right on. You know, where Bob comes across Ricardo and friends, you know.
Yeah. You gotta, we've been like, working on, I mean, we've been trying to work on a separate show with the illustrious Tressa Slater and puppets involved. Oh my God, planning this has been a nightmare.
With puppets?
With puppets.
With puppets. We've all got like puppet versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're, hang on, I'll grab mine. Yeah.
Just a moment.
Okay. All right. Let's see it.
All right. There's Jeff Jr. He's over here. Chilling.
Man, that's a nice office chair you got there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Where did you get these?
This is John Deere. I got them through puppets.com. It's a good company. Well, you know, I mean, you're talking about $50 puppet. It's not bad. I added the beer.
Okay, I got it. I'm sorry. It's called what.com? What's math?
This is ETS. And there's mathpuppet.com.
He needs a little.
Oh, dude. Yours straight up looks like a fucking guy in the alley trying to sell you drugs. Holy shit. Yours looks like a mad scientist, and yours looks like, and does he have a Wu-Tang shirt on too?
Yeah,
it
does.
Yeah. John Jr. usually has a cigarette.
You guys. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
We need to do this. We need to do something.
We've got like a.
You guys got some
ideas.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We'll collaborate. Sure. Mm. You know,
that's so funny. Yours has a hat on too. That is awesome.
Yeah. He's got a stocking cap. I was trying to find it, but it's not in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks even more like it when he puts that cap on.
Let me see.
It's hilarious. I think yours wasn't yours like an originally a Joseph.
That was fun. You guys caught me off guard there.
Yeah, they're sitting right here. We could do a bunch of show and tell about weird shit in our offices, but yeah, we're trying to work on. I mean, we had a character of like Mothman Steve. I have another little Mothman. You know, he's tired of being called Mothman. He has a name. It's Steve. Wow.
Yeah, you guys see what I'm saying? It's just, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I'm sure you guys got your own puppets. That's fucking amazing. Wow. I'm going to check out that website. We gave them a shout out and didn't even realize it, but man, that's great.
Puppets is great. Yeah. And I mean, the good thing about that particular company is once you buy it, it becomes your, so it's not like buying a Kermit the Frog puppet where you could say something online that would be super inappropriate and they could sue you. It's like, no, once you purchase it, you own the rights to it. Mm-hmm. You make it say whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. I was wondering, cause I saw people were having puppet, you know, they had puppets and stuff online. I'm like, well, those are neat. I wonder how you would do. I've actually met some puppet people that worked at the Elmo, you know, on the Elmos. I mean, these guys, they worked on the Dark Crystal, like not the original one.
Right on.
But the new series. One. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did like kids parties and stuff. It was really cool. I love all that stuff. You know, I do. You know,
yeah. And we had so many like disgusting ideas.
So many. It's not PG. It's nowhere even close.
One was going to be a hand puppet of just like an extra large condom with a couple of googly eyes on it.
Mr. Shakes
is going to be made out of a, you know, an adult toy.
Wow. So what do you guys, what is that, Wonder Shows in or something on Instagram? They kind of use puppets and do all this.
That was a great show.
Twisted, like, they make kids say really weird shit.
Yeah.
But somehow they just ride that similar line where it's not super, like, you know what I mean?
Super offensive, right.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe you guys could do like some cool skits and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think of at least a few. One of my favorite characters was one that Matt came up with, was the tamponable snowman.
It's just going to be all nothing but tampons. It was just going to be a tampon.
Maybe maxi pads to like
with googly eyes.
Yeah.
These strings hanging out.
Oh my God.
It was just like super emotional and gets upset very fast. And, you know, craves chocolate a lot.
Oh, wow. That is, holy shit. That is offensive.
Oh, it is really. It gets worse. It gets worse.
Hey, it was just an idea. We didn't act
on it. Right. It didn't happen yet. And, oh, wow. But I don't know. I mean, we have a female comedian on the show, you know, and one of them. She's okay with it.
She's hilarious. Yeah,
she thought it was funny.
Oh, it's all in fun. Yeah, all
in fun. And she speaks for all women.
No. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. That's
but well, yeah, that's writing cool. That line's hard, but I think we could do it.
Yeah, that's I'd love to see what you guys are. We'll put it on our, you know, we'll put it on our YouTube page or something.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And hey, if we need to borrow a puppet for the movie, they just stick it in the back.
Yeah. Well, we've been trying to figure out how to sort of interject kind of old school, like DJs from MTV on our YouTube page between videos to have, you know, announcers and stuff. I don't know if like going forward, I've got an idea for Kale. He could be like a aging rocker that doesn't wear a shirt, like just like a leather vest and shit. He could smoke. His ashtray could be really full. And he'd be like, would you like that video? Somebody could be real nasty or something. Like, hey, kids, did you like that video?
Right. Almost like Adam Curry meets Krusty the Clown.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, nobody smokes anymore.
Right.
You know, so we've got get some ideas and stuff like that.
I think that's the best part of it is the deadpan humor. You know, it's so good.
Keeping straight
in the shorts. Yeah. So yeah, man, totally looking forward. Okay. Well, you talked about Tad doing the soundtrack and shit.
Yeah. Yep. Tad's in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what about what's going on with the label and you know?
Yeah. So we
other got work you had to do.
Sure. Yeah. You know, well, like I said, we've been working on the YouTube page and we kind of got our .com together. Our old .com sort of went away and we had to rebuild the Shopify page. So we've been working on that. Mm-hmm. Our Bandcamp is always, you know, like a work in progress. But we've got some vinyl coming out this year. I think people already know that the Runt vinyl is coming out.
Yeah.
Kind of a, you know, that mysterious kind of California. We don't really.
Super mysterious.
Yeah, we've been
trying to. And you wouldn't tell me anything about them whatsoever.
No. We don't know.
Are you under like an NDA?
No.
No, you just don't even know.
No, we're like snooping around stuff. Like we're a little suspicious right now, but not really.
Uh huh.
And then we've got a bunch of stuff coming out. We have a new Vov Skaron EP coming out on Bandcamp Friday, which is this Friday, which you know, people they can go out and support. That's you know when the bands don't have to pay fees to band, you know, to sell CDs or T-shirts or whatever merch they're selling. we recently signed a band called Dark Shaman. They're an Italian band playing like heavy metal kind of doomy stuff, and they have an album coming out and they're on tour in like Bulgaria. They're going on tour in Bulgaria and Eastern, you know, all this Eastern European places, which is cool for us. I don't, you know, they're gonna advertise us when they do that, selling records and everything. Let's see, we've got might have a new Dungeon Weed album this year. That's kind of nice. Thrack are doing a new album. So we've got that. We're putting out vinyl by a dude named Haas who lives in Sweden. He's kind of a noise rock guy. We've got that coming out. Got a whole bunch of shit. I mean, our our schedule is pretty packed every year. We're like, all right, we're gonna, you know, shorten the schedule here, but
we never do. Most of like, we're working really hard just to make this record. You're like, well, I'm gonna make 10 records and then I'm gonna make a movie.
You know,
coming out of the gate of the pandemic, boy, that sucked, didn't it?
It did. It did, but I think it put a lot of stuff in perspective.
Yeah.
For people, like, what do you really want to, what do you really want to do?
It gave people some time, not just perspective, but some time to really reflect.
But you're right. I see bands and people I know are coming out with ideas and projects that you obviously could tell, and they're not like pandemic projects or, you know, being sad or anything. They're, but their products or projects that you can tell wouldn't happen unless they had so much time to ruminate on them.
Well, you people had, people had time, and it was like a doomsday kind of situation, you know? And I think a lot of people just really thought about like, hey, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write some songs. I'm going to make a comic book or do a sculpture or whatever. I think people got a handle on that real quick. Like, all right, now is my time to do this, or I'm going to be depressed and just drink all the time or eat like an entire pan of brownies or something, you know? I don't know.
Sounds killer.
That's not good. Brownies. Fucking brownies.
I know what you mean. For sure. Yeah.
So this film is going to be awesome, and you know, you guys will be mentioned in the credits.
Oh, that's awesome. Fucking fantastic.
That's exciting.
You know, you're this dude on Noise Rock now, and I can't think of his name right now, and I'm ashamed that I can't think of his name, but he's really cool. I thanked him. He wrote this really cool write up about supporting, you know, the label and me and the whole project and all this stuff, but he called it the Ricardo and Friends Cinematic Universe, AKA RAF, RAFCU, Ricardo and Friends Cinematic Universe. RAFCU. That was awesome. I was like, RAFCU? Oh my God, dude, that is awesome. Ricardo and Friends Cinematic Universe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's going to be cool. I just love, you know, different universes like that and seeing just like bits in the background. It's like, what is this place? We need something longer.
Because, you know, the world is kind of horrible right now. There's tons of war and shit. And, you know, I'm just kind of trying to create something that people can escape into and go, you know, it's weird. It's a cartoon, but I like it so much. I can identify with the characters and I like the scenery. It's totally non-Western. It's, you know, it's a Eastern European style. It's escapism. It's important right now.
Well, and it's so cool that you're actually doing it, because that's the sort of thing that, you know, a lot of people, it's easy to say, man, I'd like to do that. That'd be cool to do one day. I could totally do that. And then we never do. And I think that's most people. Right. And so to actually say, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do this for real.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, man. You know, it's about, you know, finishing the project, and that's hard for me too. I always have a lot of irons in the fire, but this one, I just decided, hey, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get some people involved. I'm going to raise the money to do it. I'm just going to go in 100%. And it's been good. But like, you know, like I said, the money is like, we're basically halfway there.
Yeah.
And this shit is
pretty good though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I mean, when did you start the launch or like the announcement for, it's only been a couple of months, hasn't it?
It's been up for 1 month.
1 month and you're halfway there. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have 31 days left. So, I've been doing cosplay and shit too, trying to get, you know, but like I said, we're trying to get some people to, you know, maybe buy a character of themselves or whatever.
Right.
There's like this cool city center scene where there's like, I don't know how many, 12 characters in there moving around. I mean, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of work for her. It's going to be, I mean, that's almost the centerpiece. with all the shopkeepers and shit, and like Werewolf Gary's like on a chain and shit, flinching at people and shit. So, you know, and he's eating like a huge piece of meat on a bone and like, I don't know. So,
yeah, everybody just has to go to Forbidden Place Records, look at some of the shorts. And
yeah.
The context will make sense to you.
Yeah, on our YouTube page has all the shorts. There's a playlist there. You can watch them all in a row. And there's a couple other, you know, some shorts on there and stuff that we did. So, yeah, you can see it all there.
Yeah. How's Cale doing?
He's good.
Yeah.
He's doing good. His band is working on a new album. You know, he's in Melting Human Trash, so that they're working on some new stuff.
Cool.
And yeah, he's doing good.
Good,
Know, he does a lot of the operations with the label and stuff. And you know, I don't know if you guys knew or not, but he's a logger. You know, does like daytime gigs.
I don't know how you guys like keep up with all that you do.
We work all the time. I mean, we just work all the time on stuff. You know, we try to like keep that shit even. There's a lot of work, you know, so
it's hard.
You try to divide it up and keep it, you know, keep it even. It's hard though. There's a lot. I mean, there's a ton of shit.
Yeah. Well, we are looking forward to it, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Super looking forward to it. Be great to see.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited too.
You should be like documenting. Yes. But what's going on behind the scene? Because I think a lot of people don't really always know how much work goes into it. And then it's also really interesting. I think when you find like little details. Are you guys doing something like that?
Yeah, kind of. I'm trying to get all this footage and kind of keep it together, but it's hard to make a movie while you're making a movie.
Right.
I'm trying to get this footage and show what I can, so that people can see the craftsmanship that goes into this in the artistry, because there's not a lot of computer stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The background sometimes will have like a foggy background with a cemetery kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But then all the props and everything in there, she's made by hand.
Yeah.
You know, Ricardo's apartment we're going to probably build that out. You know, he has like a condo and a castle.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're in the process of building sets right now. There's some cool stuff going on. We're building a character that somebody paid for. My friend Jose, he's like a biker guy, and you know, his motorcycle's on fire, and just, you know, so a lot of cool. She's like a kind of a biker guy, so. Yeah, I mean, I think you guys you'll dig it a lot. Now I need like Night Flight to pick it up.
Ooh,
or Adult Swim.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they can just like, you know, invest in a, you know, full series or something.
Yeah.
No, eight episodes or something.
I love Adult Swim series. Everything they've done. We've actually got an upcoming guest for an Adult Swim actor, Kerry Means, voice of Frylock and of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Okay, now you guys are fucking with me now, right? Are you serious?
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been talking to him. I'm trying to line up a date.
Okay, so you're at Frylock?
Yeah. 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 Kerry Means.
John's been working it out. I've just been like, yay.
Or Thunderglees. Same.
Wow.
Character from The Brock Show.
Wow, that is fucking, that is, wow.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm impressed. That is fucking crazy, you guys.
Some of the stories, just what I hear externally about Adult Swim in those days was just nuts. You know?
Yeah, because would that have been early 2000s when they were shooting those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't think of the guy's name, but somebody just got like the rights for a lot of Hanna-Barbera characters and shit went public. Nobody paid for them, like Brack and Space Ghost. And
yeah, that's what happened with Space Ghost. Was
exactly
a couple of guys were just like, oh wait,
oh shit,
this just ran out, the copyright ran out, we're gonna buy Space Ghost really fucking cheap.
Yeah,
and then they bought it for next to nothing. Want to with it,
right? So then they bought the rights to it, and they're like, "We can make him say whatever we want. We
can make him do whatever we want." Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah, yeah, and it was a big influx of money just in general for Adult Swim. And
yeah, he'd be like in his spaceship, like listening to, like really soft music. Right.
Oh, it's great. But yeah, through his brains. Man, anything else you want to plug or anything?
No, not really, guys. It was nice catching up with you. I'm excited to see your puppet show here. This is
we'll get it up in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
It's really good to talk to you guys. Thanks for letting me do my thing here. So
yeah.
You too, man. It's good to see you.
When you're
driving between there and Denver?
I have gone that way before, but not anytime soon. But I have, I have done that.
I was gonna say,
let me know. I'll buy you beer.
We're both right on I-70.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'd love to meet you guys. I really would.
Sweet. In person.
Yeah, we're getting closer. At least we can see each other now. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, cool. Well, thank you for letting me get on and plug some stuff. I appreciate it.
No, oh, man. Anytime.
Brilliant idea. Brilliant.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Brilliant person. Thank you, Tony Willis from Forbidden Place Records, for joining us on Undetermined, the podcast. Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks for having me, guys. See ya. Thanks. Bye.
All right.